This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you think of the way Ben Johnson handled questions about Caleb Williams and the comments attributed to Carl Williams about not wanting Caleb to play for the Bears?
When you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
All right. Your reaction to what you heard there from Ben Johnson, that question asked by our very own Mark Rohde.
Could not have answered it any better. Could not have hoped for a better response. That's leadership. That's crisis management. That's something that we aren't used to hearing, frankly, from Hallis Hall. You get ahead of the story. You don't shy away from a challenge. You acknowledge it and move on. And it's time to move on. I know that we're not going to be able to until we hear from Caleb Williams, which might have been the misstep from yesterday, the biggest one, because he could have made this all go away. And the sooner this goes away, the better. Because what Ben Johnson said is exactly right. He came here, and because he is here, to embrace this challenge. A lot of this other stuff is moot. Caleb Williams, even without saying anything to address whether or not he, was reluctant about coming to where quarterbacks go to die, as his father put it, his actions have spoken much louder than any words could. This is somebody that we complimented during the season, after the season, before the season, for the way that he embraced being in the city, being part of the culture here. The sports culture and otherwise. He's everywhere. He's at schools at Whitney Young and Lane Tech. He's at games. What else do you need to see to say that Caleb Williams likes Chicago and loves being the Bears quarterback? I don't know. If we need to hear him at a press conference, fine. Ben Johnson could not have handled that any better. Like guys before him, Ozzie Guillen, Joe Maddon, the great managers and coaches, he deflected the attention away from his players and brought it to himself. Well done.
I agree. Well done. He looked that one right in the eye and addressed it wholeheartedly. But unfortunately, I have to say, it is typical Bears. You're going to trot out Joe Tooney. You're going to trot out Tremaine Edmonds. And you're not going to let the fans or the media have the quarterback. Like, just finish it. As good as Ben Johnson did, the team dropped the ball. I've got to imagine Caleb Williams wanted to address this. We just talked about Connor Bedard being consulted or given a heads up. Do you think, I'm guessing behind the scenes that Caleb wanted to talk, and for some reason the Bears didn't let him talk. I don't understand that. I'd love to know the reason why.
Yeah, I think you're guessing on that.
You're definitely not reporting it.
You're allowed to have your beliefs, but I don't think that that's necessarily accurate. I don't know. Let me tell you something. that was the exact correct scripted type of response. That was exactly what you needed at that moment. I'm not saying he scripted it, but I'm saying that was like absolutely the pitch perfect response. Just got it, nailed it. See ya, bye. That was perfect. He did a great job responding to that question. It was an excellent question. Grody knows what he's doing, and it was almost like, you know, Ben Johnson did know it was coming, and he knew exactly what he wanted to say about it, and honestly, you couldn't script it any better. It
gives you confidence that he knows how to handle
no doubt
delicate situations and to respond in a way that inspires confidence.
Yeah, and I mean, that is all this whole season is really goes back to that question and that response. Because let's see the story unfold. Mm-hmm. It is exactly the kind of story you want to read here in Chicago. And that guy kind of laid it out for you. Just let it sing.
Ben Johnson, there are parallels between the perceived reluctance of Caleb Williams coming to Chicago, where quarterbacks go to die, and Ben Johnson coming to a franchise that's not exactly known for being a cradle for coaches.
You know, the perceived reluctance of the quarterback versus the aggressive optimism of the coach. He wanted this job. He got on the conference call with these guys and said, hey, I want this job. Yep. In case you don't know, yep, I want this job. That's, you know, that's how you get paid. That was exactly what this guy has. He's hit it out of the park a few different times. Guy's excellent. Really been good with what he's had to say. And so let's see him follow it up. Yep. Let's see it. Let's see it unfold. Mully and Haw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.